So what do you think? At Amazon, Facebook, Google, Twitter, Yahoo, there are women now in the C-suites. They're numbered among the corporation's most important senior executives, but there are still very few women at the head of the boardroom table. Joining us to talk about the fact that the more things change, perhaps the more they stay the same, is Danielle Kurtzleben for U.S. News. Hi there, Danielle, and thanks for being with us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Let's chat about that gender gap. You've written that women are tech adjacent. How? Explain that, please.
Right. What that means is you look at the heads of a lot of these big tech companies as well as a lot of smaller tech companies, and even the women who are getting to the very top of the heap, you think about, you know, Sheryl Sandberg, for example, at Facebook, who is, you know, a very powerful woman. You have a lot of these women who get there but who are on the business side of things, sometimes communications, PR, marketing. There's nothing wrong with that. But they're what some of them call tech adjacent. A lot of these women are getting there through that route, but not really through the technical route, the route that we all know that Mark Zuckerberg took, for example, learning the coding, building something, finding venture capitalists, and taking it public.
Danielle, is the issue that women are just deficient in those critical coding skills? Is that what's going on here?
Well, part of it really is that you have a lot of women who aren't getting that education. For example, you have the most recent data that I found from the Department of Education is fewer than 20% of college graduates in computer-related sciences are women. So men have 8 out of 10 of those graduates. So that is, of course, one avenue. Women are not getting those degrees. And why they are, you know, you can make all sorts of explanations for that. But aside from, oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, is it still about the sexist undertones that never seem to go away, no matter how many years go by? Is that part of the problem?
Right. Well, and part of it is a couple of these women entrepreneurs that I spoke to, young women, said, you know, some of them grew up coding, knowing C++ and Java and Flash and that sort of thing. And they felt they were subtly dissuaded from, you know, actually getting into fields where that coding would be useful. Instead, they took another route. But aside from that, they also told me there is a bit of sexism within the industry. They go to these conferences and, you know, the salespeople for some of the products, the software, the hardware, are scantily clad women, you know, standing there showing off the products. And they, you know, they said that is one way that sort of shows women as objects and not as the people that make the products. Aside from that, the networking is very important for tech entrepreneurs. That's how you find your investors. And networking is very gendered. Men will introduce women to other women and not to the other powerful men. That's not necessarily on purpose, but it is another phenomenon.
Very interesting. Be interesting to talk with you as time goes on and see how this shifts, if it does shift in time,
right,
in Silicon,
right,
Valley. So good talking to you, Danielle. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you.
Danielle Kurtzleben, U.S. News and World Report, talking about, the way gender breaks down in Silicon Valley.